With Chime's secure credit card, you can start improving your credit scores with everyday purchases and regular on-time payments. Get started at chime.com/build. The Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A., members FDIC. Results may vary. See chime.com for details. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
The Degenerate Derek Podcast.
All right. Welcome back to another episode of the Degenerate Derek Podcast. I don't know what episode we're on, but I do know we're heading into week three. Coming to you live from my house Thursday night. I'm recording this. I'm watching the Panthers lead 17-9 over the Texans with 7.5 minutes left in the fourth. Got to come to you from the house, though, because I had to stay home from work sick. Had a bit of a Rona scare. Had a fever yesterday. Wasn't feeling well. So automatically, what do you think? Oh, fuck, I got Rona. But turns out it wasn't. Turns out I was just a little sicky. But I'm good to go now, but I still got to get this podcast done. I got to get it out to you guys and on time, all right? Got to have it to you for Friday, ready to go into the weekend, ready to get those bets in. Got a lot to get to today. I got a new title sponsor. I'll get to that in a second. Shout out Isla Street Brewing. I got the Wendy's gift card pick'em contest coming up here in just a few. This week is worth $50 because it's a Wendy's gift card pot, and it starts out with a $25 gift card. It rolls over each week that I beat the listener. Last week, I beat Mark. Mark went 3-2, very respectable. I just had a great week, went 4-1. This week, we got a girl, and looking at her picks, I feel like I might get my ass kicked. Not that I like any of her picks, but her picks are kind of so crazy that I feel like maybe this chick knows what the hell she's doing, which is wild. Actually, I shouldn't say that. That's sexist. But yeah, so I'm 6-4 overall in the year. That's 60%. I'm trying to build off a 4-1 week, which is amazing. This week's lines, very tough. Very tough. I really want to build this week and get some momentum going into the season. You know what I mean? Be up a little bit, maybe 70-80% on the year after week three. That'd be awesome. But I'm not going to lie to you. I don't know this week. I can't get a great feel on it. Was it because yesterday was a big prep day for me and I was sick? Probably. Probably that has a little bit to do with it. But also, I just feel like the lines this week are very, very, very tight. But yeah, so I'll get to that. I'll get to my picks here in just a minute. I got a few messages I want to get to, and then I will get into the Wendy's gift card pick'em contest picks from Stacy. And then I'll get to my picks, and then we'll get the hell out of here, okay? And again, make sure you check out Isla Street Brewing, new title sponsor of the Degenerate Derek Podcast. You can check them out, islastreetbrewing.com. Check them out on Instagram. They got a big event coming up at the end of October that I will tell you about in future episodes because I don't have the posts in front of me, but it's not till the end of October when this event is, so you got plenty of time. But check them out, Isla Street Brewing. They create innovative and culturally rich small-batch craft beer, drawing flavors and influence from unique fruits and spices tied to our culture, history, and contemporary influences. I'm guessing our culture is Hispanic, is what they mean by that, because our would be, mine's, I think, German, so I don't think, I don't think they're a German brewing company, so. Yeah, go check them out, though, Isla Street Brewing. They went viral for some beer that they made that you guys probably saw. It has to deal with a big drink down in Texas that is red. And yeah, they made a beer out of that, and it was like people went bananas over it. So if you've seen that like online, then you know who I'm talking about. This is the company that made that. Isla Street Brewing. Check them out, islastreetbrewing.com. Again, check them out on Instagram. Official new title sponsor of the Degenerate Derek Podcast. Pretty badass. Excited to have them on. Yeah, so let's get into some messages real quick. I'll run through these, and I'll get into the Wendy's content, then my picks, and we're out of here. First message, Mark. First off, I love your pod. Wish it was longer. I know you're by yourself, but I watch people on Twitch, like Tim the Tap Man, and he could talk by himself for hours. I think you could do more if you wanted. I believe in you. Well, thank you, Mark. Completely, completely different situations there when you're talking about people like Tim the Tap Man, which I know who that is. I used to play a lot of video games, so I know who Tim is. And I would say one of the biggest differences is Tim doesn't sit there. I haven't watched him in a long time, but when I did, he would just, it's not that he doesn't talk to himself, but he also has, like, you got to think, like, Twitch and people like that. One, they're playing games, so they can just sit there and play for hours and hours and hours. And then when they're not, they also have their chat. I mean, they're talking to their chat, like, the whole time. If I had a chat going in here, I could probably, I could talk for hours, but I also don't want to. I like the pod being 20 to 30 minutes, and I've also had a lot of people reach out to me and like the length of the pod because they can consume it all. Some podcasts, I get that there's podcasts out there hour, 2-3 hours long, and people like that because they put it on throughout their day, and it helps pass the day. I totally get that. There's also people that just want to listen, you know, they got like a 20-minute car ride. Boom. I'm pretty much able to... You could consume my podcast in one trip in the car, which is how I like it. And also, it's because, yeah, I don't have a co-host. I don't have a chat I can just talk to. I mean, just completely different entities, in my opinion, between your comparison. But I appreciate it, though. You just, nothing wrong with your, you just want me to go longer, but it would be unnecessary to me. 20 to 30 minutes is absolutely perfect. I love it. I mean, I wish I had a co-host in here. I would go longer, but it is what it is. J-Rom said, congrats on 4-1 last week. My only question is, why don't you talk about the Cowboys more? Well, I'm not an expert on the Cowboys. I'm a Cowboys fan, but I'm not an expert by any means. I'm not an expert on the NFL either, but I do think I watch the Cowboys every week. I watch every game, all that. But there's so many podcasts and there's so many people out there that are much more knowledgeable about the Cowboys to me, and this isn't a Cowboys podcast. This is gambling, like a NFL gambling betting podcast. So I'm going to talk about the bets that I have, and a lot of times I don't bet on or against the Cowboys just because I feel like my judgment's off there. So I don't gamble on them very much. So therefore, I don't spend just crazy amounts of time talking about them. I do think I touch on them every week though, because they are the one game that I consume every Sunday for sure, all of it in its entirety. But yeah, I'm just not a Cowboys podcast. I think there's a lot of knowledgeable people that they just dedicate their whole lives to following the Cowboys. I follow the NFL as a whole, like all kinds of different teams, because I'm trying to find angles to bet. So I don't want to hone in on one team, and I just think that would cloud my vision and not allow me to consume the rest of the league, which I'm trying to because I'm trying to bet on it, if that makes sense. But yeah, that's why I don't just spend crazy amounts of time talking about the Cowboys. Javier said, any Ryder Cup action this weekend? I was actually, shout out to my boy Mike Ray. You can check him out on Instagram, San Antonio Golf Pro. He is the golf pro at Top Golf here in San Antonio. Good buddy of mine, great golfer. If you want to take golf lessons, I would say go to San Antonio Golf Pro on Instagram. Get signed up with Mike. He's a great teacher. Not paying me to say that. I just, the guy's awesome. He's a good-ass dude. Great teacher, too, by the way. A lot of people don't have that talent to teach. I've talked about not being able to educate him. He does not have that problem. He can teach anybody. But we were talking about, I was golfing with him this week. We were talking about a little bit of the Ryder Cup. He was asking me if I was going to cover it a little bit. By the way, Mike, I didn't forget about you with that intro music. It's a little different with me having to broadcast from home as to being in the studio. That's, shout out Mike Ray. But anyways, we were talking about the Ryder Cup. We were talking about, if I was going to bet on it this weekend. I don't bet on a lot of golf. It'd be hard to bet on I was checking the lines. The Americans are like minus 200. I guess the value would be on the Europeans, but obviously, I don't know. The Friday's matchups got released. I'm just not a big golf bettor. I love golf. I follow golf, but, I'm obviously rooting for America. I'm an American, but at minus 200, I would probably stay away from it. And I just don't know as an American if I could bring myself to bet for Europe, even if they probably have the value because they're plus money, but no Ryder Cup action for me this weekend, but I will be watching. Of course, I'll be watching Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Last message from Leslie. She said, I listen to the Billy Madison Show, which is, if you're new to the pod, that's the show, nationally syndicated radio show that I co-host. She said, I listen to the Billy Madison Show, and I heard you promoting your pod. I told my boyfriend about it. We listened to it on our way home. He bet against you last week and lost. That sucks. Now apparently he wants to fight you. His name is Rick, so if you get any weird messages from him, just ignore it. Well, that's a hilarious message, and I guess I'll be on the lookout for that. There's no reason why Rick should be upset at me. I didn't pick against Rick. Rick picked against me. I should want to fight Rick. What does Rick want to fight? Does Rick want to fight me because you brought, leave me out of it. One, that relationship just sounds super toxic. Okay, super toxic. But, you know, that's weird. That's a weird-ass message. But tell Rick to chill out. Okay, let's get into, that's all the messages I got from this week. I got a bunch of people. I got a ton of people that want to do the Wendy's contest. I have all of you, even if I haven't replied to you, just believe me, I have seen your message. I have put your name into the hopper, and you're there. So if you get drawn, I'll reach out to you. Just you're in there for all the whole season too. Like, you don't have to message me every week. I've had multiple people reach out to me each week thinking that it resets. It doesn't. If I draw your name, then, you know, obviously you're done for the year. But if I haven't drawn your name stays in the hopper. So just keep reaching out to me about that. I've gotten a huge response about that, and I really appreciate it. I look forward to going up against you guys all year. This week, I'm going up against a girl. Her name is Stacy. She reached out to me on Instagram. Her five picks are, she has the Saints +3, who are taking on the Patriots. Okay. Broncos -10.5 against the Jets. Washington +9. No, hold on. That line's went down. +7.5 against Buffalo. +7.5 against Buffalo. She has Falcons +3 against the Giants. That's a ballsy pick. And she has the Bengals +4.5 against the Steelers. I really don't like any of her picks. I kind of like her Falcons pick, but I literally don't think I've ever won picking the Falcons on this podcast. So I just have to stay away from them. So I might bet them privately, but as far as the podcast goes, I think I'm just going to stay away. Because I honestly, I can't think of a time where I have won against the with the Falcons. And just looking at this real quick, Stacey, I'm gonna have to change that Bengals to +4, because right now they're at +3.5 on a lot of places, +4 a lot of places. So they might have opened out up at 4.5, but they haven't been 4.5 for a few days now. So stop trying to cheat. Okay, thank you. Those are Stacey's five picks. Again, she has Saints +3, Broncos -10.5, Washington football team +7.5, Falcons +3, and Bengals +4. All right, moving on. My five picks brought to you by Isla Street Brewing. I need to come up with a creative name, like the Isla Street Brewing five picks that I've crafted. Get it? Craft beer. Oh, that ties in beautifully. Okay.
Number 5.
I'm going to go with the Chiefs -6.5. The reason I am is because I have thought about the Chargers +6.5 all week. And I was like, God, Chargers +6.5. And I just think that it's one of those things where I feel like everybody's going to think that the Chargers +6.5 is a good play. And you know what I mean? Like, it's going to be one of those things where everybody out there, because the Chiefs just don't cover. I think their last 13 games, they're like 2-11 against the spread or something like that. I feel like the Chiefs get it, especially coming off a loss from last week. All right, a loss last week. I like for them to get right against the Chargers, maybe beat up on Herbert a little bit. Patrick Mahomes he just needs to go off, even though I think he scored like 30 points in each of his first two games, so it's not like he's playing bad. That defense just needs to step up a little bit. And, yeah, so I like the Chiefs in like kind of like a reverse pick psychology, you know, kind of psych myself out thing there. So Chiefs -6.5, even though I kind of like the Chargers. But I'm going to go Chiefs -6.5 for my fifth pick. That I'm telling you right here, I told you earlier in the pod that this week is just tripping me out because I don't know what to do. I don't have a feel for this week, and that right there is a perfect example.
Number 4.
I'm going to go Cardinals -7 against the Jaguars. So the Cardinals, they just have through the first 2 weeks, they have one of the top-ranked offenses in the league, and the Jaguars have one of the worst-ranked defenses in the league. The Jaguars really struggled against Tyrod Taylor in week 1 because of his mobility. They played a little bit better against Teddy Bridgewater and the Broncos, but Bridgewater he's not mobile. like the rest of the guys. He's not mobile like Kyler Murray. He's not mobile like Tyrod Taylor. He may be a little bit, but he's not like he's not running around making plays. He's Teddy Bridgewater's dropping back, you know, trying to read the defense, dumping it off, moving on to the next play. He's not like out there trying to just make plays like Kyler Murray does. And so I think the Jaguars are going to have a real tough time keeping up with the Cardinals. That's why I like the Cardinals -7 for my fourth pick.
Number three.
I'm going Dolphins +4 against the Raiders. Dolphins got blanked last week. Everybody's writing the Dolphins off. Tua is out. Jacoby Brissett is going to be the starter. That's kind of I like for the Dolphins to grind this game. I like for this game to be ugly against the Raiders, who are coming off a hot 2-0 start. Raiders beat the Ravens, and they beat the Steelers. Both respectable, great wins for the Raiders. I think that they run into some problems with the Dolphins. I think the Dolphins got great corners. I think the Dolphins can neutralize, and I don't think the Raiders blow the Dolphins out. Raiders might win, but I think they win by like a field goal. So therefore, give me the Dolphins +4 for pick number three.
Number two.
I like the Bucs. Anytime I can get the Bucs and anything under -3, I'm taking the Bucs against any team. Right now they're -1, and this opened at the Rams -2, and it has obviously been bet back across the other way to where now the underdog is now the favorite with the Bucs. And I just, you know, the Bucs are going to be one of those teams where here I probably just ride all year. They haven't been in my five picks yet, but it's just, you know, low-key I'll probably just start just – you know, blindly betting them, almost like people used to do with the Patriots. And especially when you're getting such a low number, like, I don't think they lose to the Rams. I just don't. I think the Bucs are a better team, and I think they show it. Tom Brady gets up. He gets amped for these kind of games. I can't believe this isn't the Sunday night game. But, again, that goes back to my bitch and moan a few weeks ago about Sunday night should be able to flex any game they want into that position. Although this, you know, the game they have on the slate is not bad at all, and it's actually my number one pick. But I like the Bucs -1 against the Rams.
Number one.
I'm going to go with the Green Bay Packers +3 on the road taking on the 49ers. I feel like this is a game where the 49ers are like, we got to make the move to Trey Lance, because I just don't think Jimmy Garoppolo is going to give them the best opportunity to win. I think Green Bay has got, you know, they're going to get their offense going. They got it jump-started from week one to week two, where they scored, you know, 3 points week one. Last week they scored, what was it, like 34? I mean, they were playing the Lions, but still, Aaron Jones had like, what, 3-4 touchdowns. I just feel like the Packers are going to show up to play. And if they don't, then I'm writing the Packers off for the rest of the year. So, obviously, this isn't a must-win for the Packers by any means. But, you know, they're showing up to play against a 2-0 49ers team. They're 1-1. Does Aaron Rodgers still have it? Well, I'm going to put my money on that he's going to come out and have a great week against a team that he loves to play, that he absolutely hates, that he has animosity to. But I just, now I'm sitting here thinking about it, Aaron Rodgers has been in this, like, just Zen state of mind lately, where he's like, everything's cool. He's like the Big Lebowski. He's like, everything's cool, man. Everything's fine. And I know he's been like that for the past couple of years, but he's very like his Northern California, you know, just laid back. It's all good, man. It's kind of showing a little bit. And the older he gets, the more it shows. So does he have you got to have the killer instinct to win football. I just think Jimmy G is just not good, and he doesn't help that 49ers offense. He doesn't move it in the correct way anymore. And I think they want to start Trey Lance. I think Jimmy G is starting to feel the heat for that. That's why I'm going with the Packers. I like, you know, getting points with the Packers at +3. That's why they're my number one overall pick. It probably should be the Bucks, but what difference does it make? But yeah, those are my five picks brought to you by Isla Street Brewing. Again, check them out on Instagram, IslaStreetBrewing.com. Go check them out. Official new title sponsor of the Degenerate Derek podcast. I'm going to get out of here. That's going to do it for me. This is your week three episode. Again, the inbox is always open, whether it be Twitter, Instagram. You can email me, Derek at KissRocks.com. That's Derek. And I'll be back on Monday. Fuck. I'm going to Monday Night Football, so I got to think. I'll probably have to record. I'll just record Sunday night. Okay. So I'll be back on Monday. So get the recap show and then the official Monday night preview, because I'll be going to that game, Cowboys versus the Eagles. Pretty fucking amped about that, to be honest with you. I'll be going to that game, but I will still have a podcast for you guys on Monday. Good luck to Stacy, my competitor this week in the Wendy's gift card pick'em contest. And yeah, I'll be back Monday to recap all the shenanigans from the weekend. Have a good one.
With Chime's secure credit card, you can start improving your credit scores with everyday purchases and regular on-time payments. Get started at Chime.com/build. The Chime Credit Builder Visa Credit Card is issued by Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Results may vary. See Chime.com for details. Terms and conditions apply. Go to Chime.com/disclosures for details.